All right, good to have you here on the 13th of February. Greatly appreciated. New polling from Gallup says that 61% of Americans say they are better off than they were 3 years ago before the president took office. 61% of all Americans think they're better off. It's the highest number recorded. It has never exceeded 50% since 1992. This question has been asked consistently over time. It has not even exceeded 50% since 1992. Now it's at 61% of Americans saying they're better off. Higher wages, lower poverty, record low unemployment. It's all a verifiable fact now that Americans believe they're better off today than they were before Donald Trump took office. That according to Gallup polling. And Gallup, of course, not a big fan of the president. Meanwhile, in another poll, the majority of swing state voters approve of Trump's killing of General Soleimani, the Iranian president, a general that is, killed in Iraq. Voters in Florida, North Carolina, Ohio, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania say they all backed the Trump administration's action plan there and what came of it. Now, that flies in the face of some things you were told probably in the mainstream media, but the truth of the matter is new polling says here's what people think there. So it's interesting to me that I look at 61% of Americans believe they're better off. And I believe that that number could actually be higher. Probably is. I look at swing state voters supporting the killing of Soleimani, a man who had killed hundreds of Americans. And then I look at the polling that says, well, Donald Trump would lose to Joe Biden and Donald Trump would lose to Mike Bloomberg and all this other stuff. I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. And it makes me wonder, do some of you out there, when you get these phone calls, do you say, yeah, I support killing Soleimani. Oh, I wouldn't vote for Trump just to mess with these folks. Are you just messing with them? I've gotten a couple of polling calls over the years. I've always told them the truth because, well, I want the polls to be as accurate as possible. But I think some of you guys are out there messing with them. All right, so now we've got a race for the White House. You've got co-front runners in the race right now. Bernie Sanders, Little Mayor Pete. And then you got Michael Bloomberg as a shadow over the whole deal, right? That's what you've got going on. And so the opposition research is really kicking into high speed now because Mayor Pete kind of came out of fourth place, fifth place, moved his way into the top two with his showings in Iowa and New Hampshire. Well, what about Mayor Pete? Everybody calls him a moderate on NBC and ABC and CBS. But over at Morning Joe, where the Joe is clearly laced with Jamesons early each day. I mean, look at these clowns. They had to tell the truth. Willie Geist actually had to step up and tell the truth and say, moderate? Pete's no moderate. He's an extremist. Bite number five. It's bite number five with Willie Geist. MSNBC sober enough to tell the truth, apparently, yesterday morning. Go.
I just have to say one thing. If Mayor Pete is not progressive, the goalposts for progressivism have shifted so far left. I mean, if you would talk about him in 2008, Barack Obama would have been seen as a right-wing radical based on some of the views he has. If the frame is Robert Bernie Sanders, if the frame is Elizabeth Warren, I guess Mayor Pete's not as progressive, but the idea that he's not progressive is preposterous.
Right. I mean, I think what he said, were he to be president, he'd be the most progressive president and have the most progressive agenda in 50 years. I mean, there's no arguing with that. I think the idea that somehow Pete or some of these other guys are moderate, they may be moderate inside of the spectrum
right.
of what we're talking about with left and center left politics, but we're not looking at somebody who, I mean, who knows now? You go on Twitter and Barack Obama's a liberal Republican, so.
You know, you look at this and you say, if Pete is not an extremist to the left, that's preposterous. Thank you, Willie Geist, for pointing that out. Hey, by the way, did you hear that Amy Klobuchar, the senator from Minnesota, came in third place in New Hampshire? Third place, Amy Klobuchar came in. So the opposition research has now gone to work on her as well. So they got into the time machine for when she was running the United States Senate. Here's a gem for you. Calling for border security. I want to take you back in time about 10 years with Amy Klobuchar. It's bite number eight. Bite number eight with the former senator and now presidential candidate. Man, how they change their stripes fast when they want a few votes. Bite eight. Go.
I do believe that we need more resources at the border and that that includes a fence. What we have now, we have people waiting to come in legally. thousands of people waiting to come in legally to this country, and we have people coming in illegally. That's not right. We need to get order at the border.
Order at the
border. We also have to stop giving amnesty to companies that are hiring illegal immigrants. Under this administration, the number of prosecutions of companies has gone way down. That has to change.
Order at the border.
I believe that we need to give people who have been in
order at the border is what we need
for a number of years, who are willing to pay their taxes,
order at the border,
who are willing to learn English, who are willing to pay the fines, the chance for earned citizenship.
Enough. Goodbye. All right. Thank you. And how about Bernie Sanders? Speaking of opposition research and the time machine we jump on from time to time, we're going to jump ahead to bite number 10. Bite number 10. Here's Bernie talking about order at the border, however you would say it. Bite number 10. Go.
I believe we have very serious immigration problems in this country. I think, as you've heard today, sanctions against employers who hire illegal immigrants is virtually non-existent. Our border is very porous. And I think we need a path to citizenship, which I think this bill addresses in a significant way. My main concern about this bill is what it will do in terms of driving wages down, not only for low-wage workers, but for professional, skilled workers as well. And I think at a time when the middle class is shrinking, the last thing we need is to bring over a period of years millions of people into this country who are prepared to lower wages for American workers. I think it's a bad idea.
Oh, so bringing in millions of people that's going to destroy the job market is a bad idea. Well, Bernie, I agree with you. Bernie, I agree with you. You don't even agree with yourself anymore, but I agree with that. Bringing in millions of people, certainly undocumented, over the border that are not being vetted, that's a very, very bad idea for America, for business, for schools, for social infrastructure, all of it, in fact. But to pander for a few votes, you'll say anything, won't you, Bern? Oh, it's good, though. The Civil War and the Democrat Party just getting good and hot now. Get the popcorn, friends. We're going to enjoy this one for the next few weeks and months. 25 after on the Steve Gruber Show.